Why Schwarz TCG How to Play the Anime Character Card Game 2026 Beginner Guide. Imani here, I brought the receipts, the table test, and one strong opinion. Why Schwarz is a trading card game from Bushiroad where you battle opponents using characters from 80-plus anime and video game franchises. Okay, but have you seen Why Schwarz? It's the anime trading card game that actually gets why you love your favorite shows, because it puts the characters front and center in actual gameplay. Imagine being able to summon Tanjiro, Lloyd Forger, or whoever makes your anime-loving heart go boom, and having them clash on a digital stage against your friend's deck. That's Why Schwarz in a nutshell, and honestly, it's one of the most approachable TCGs out there. Whether you've been collecting anime merch forever or just got into card games, Why Schwarz welcomes you with open arms. The game celebrates 80-plus different anime and video game franchises, from mega-hits like Spy X Family and Chainsaw Man to hidden gems that'll make your squad collectively go feral. And the best part, you don't need to spend hundreds to get started. This guide walks you through everything, what to buy first, how the game actually plays, spoiler, it's not as intimidating as it looks, and which franchises are perfect for your playstyle. Let's get you from zero to card-slinging pro. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What makes Why Schwarz different? Why Schwarz, German for white-black, is Bushiroad's love letter to anime fans who want more than just pretty cards, they want to play with their favorite characters. Unlike other TCGs that create entirely fictional worlds, Why Schwarz is literally a canon-respecting battle arena for characters from real anime, manga, and video games. The magic is that every franchise is treated equally. Whether you're building a deck around Demon Slayer, Ray Zero, Banjee Dream, or obscure visual novel adaptations, you're using the exact same game engine. This means you can mix and match franchises or go full anime loyalist and only play your obsession. Both strategies are valid and both can win tournaments. The game was founded in March 2008. It's massive in Japan and steadily growing in English-speaking regions. Plus, a digital Switch PC release is coming fall 2026, so you'll eventually be able to play online with global rankings. The anime TCG community is vibrant, inclusive, and genuinely excited to teach newcomers. How Why Schwarz actually works, the basics. Why Schwarz is deceptively simple once you break it down. Here's the core loop, the win condition. Both players start at level 0. You win by forcing your opponent to reach level 4 by dealing them 7 damage per level. That's it. Whoever breaks their opponent first wins. Your stage, imagine a literal stage in front of you with character positions. Each turn you can deploy character cards to your stage and they can attack your opponent's characters or attack directly if there's space. When characters battle, the one with higher power wins and the opponent takes damage. Card types, there are 3 types of cards you'll see. Character cards, the bread and butter, these go on your stage and do combat. They have power, which determines how much damage they deal in battle. Event cards, the spice, one-time effects that happen and disappear, think of them as instant spells. They're cheap ways to swing momentum. Climax cards, the showstoppers, ultra-powerful cards with game-changing effects. You can only run 8 in a 50-card deck, and they're saved for critical moments. Deck rules, every deck is exactly 50 cards. You can have up to 4 copies of any card name, with climax cards capped at 8 total. That's way more forgiving than Magic or Pokemon, which makes deck building less punishing for new players. 1. Shuffle your 50-card deck and draw 5 cards to start. 2. Flip a coin or agree who goes first. First player has limited attacks. 3. Each turn, draw a card, play cards from your hand, attack with deployed characters. 4. Track damage, every 7 damage equals 1 level for your opponent. 5. First player to level 4 loses, opponent wins. Your first purchase, trial deck versus starter kit. You get a pre-constructed 50-card deck, complete and tournament legal right out of the box, plus a rules sheet, a paper playmat, and a deck manual. You literally open the box, shuffle, and play. Pick whichever anime franchise speaks to your soul and your set. Trial decks are designed so even a beginner's deck can compete with another beginner's deck. It's balanced, intentional, and fair. If you want to splurge a little, it's worth it for the extra polish, but genuinely not necessary to have fun. Pro tip, if you're buying 2 decks to play against a friend, grab 2 different trial decks from 2 different franchises. It's way more fun to have thematic matchups, my Spy X Family squad versus your Chainsaw Man crew, and 2 decks from the same set might have card overlap that makes deck building weird. Different franchises equals clean, fun games out of the box. Which anime should you pick? A franchise breakdown, this is the fun part. Why Schwarz has 80-plus franchises, so you've got options. Here's how to think about it. If you want instant gratification, go with whatever anime you've been obsessed with lately. Spy X Family, Chainsaw Man, Frieren, Hololive, all available. The game engine is identical regardless of which franchise you choose, so power level isn't a thing, it's all about how much you love the characters. If you want strategic variety, different franchises have slightly different vibes. Some sets emphasize aggressive early game plays, rush decks, others reward careful resource management, and some go all in on combo turns. But honestly, Once you learn the game with one deck, switching franchises is just a matter of learning which cards do what. The rules are 100 the same. Current Heavyweights 2026, Spy X Family, Chainsaw Man, Frieren, Beyond Journey's End, Blue Archive, Goddess of Victory, NIKKE, Lycoris Recoil, and Attack on Titan are all in active rotation and frequently restocked. If you want to avoid hunting for out-of-stock decks, these are your safest bets. Your flavor matters, seriously. If you're bored with your deck's theme, you'll stop playing. I've seen people buy the best competitive deck only to abandon it because they didn't actually care about the characters. Don't be that person. Pick something that makes you smile when you draw it. Step by step, your first game you've got your trial deck, your friend has theirs, now what? Here's how to actually play without spiraling into rules confusion. Shuffle and draw. Each player shuffles their 50-card deck and draws 5 opening cards. If you hate your hand, both players can mulligan once, shuffle back and draw 4 instead. Don't do this lightly. Decide turns, flip a coin. The first player can only declare one attack on turn 1, this prevents auto wins. The second player goes first next turn. Your turn structure, every turn after turn 1. 1 draw card, 2 play cards from your hand onto your stage costs a resource called stock, but trial decks teach this naturally. 3 deploy or refresh characters, 4 declare attacks with any characters you want. Attack types: when you attack, you can attack an opponent's character in front of you, front attack you battle, attack a character to the side attack you dodge their defense, or attack directly if they have no characters direct attack. Each attack deals damage equal to your attacker's power stat. Damage and leveling: your opponent takes damage. For every 7 damage, they go up 1 level. Track this carefully, levels are how you win. Once someone hits level 4, they lose. Climax phase: after attacks, if you drew a climax card this turn, you can play it for its crazy effect. Climax cards are powerful but risky. Then your turn ends, your opponent's turn, they do the same thing, repeat until someone hits level 4. GG's, the 3 core phases you need to know. Every turn breaks into 3 phases. Once you nail these, everything else clicks. 1. Stock phase: you draw 1 card and gain a stock, a resource you spend to play cards. This is where your turn asterisk really starts. Resources are tight, decisions matter. 2. Main phase: play cards from your hand, characters, events, whatever. Manage your stock carefully because if you run out, you can't play anything. This is where strategy lives. 3. Attack and climax phase: deploy characters to battle, declare attacks, and finish with your climax card if you've got one. This is where the fun happens, watching your favorite characters dunk on your opponent's squad. Inside this loop, trigger checks happen. When you take damage, you flip a card from your deck. If it's a climax card, instant trigger effect. These are mechanical swings that can flip games. It's luck-based but designed so you're never fully screwed. Once you play a game or two, these phases become second nature. The rulebook covers edge cases, but for 95% of games, this structure is everything you need. From trial deck to custom deck, what's next? After a few games with your trial deck, you might get the itch to customize. Here's the progression: booster boxes. Once you know what you love, you can buy booster boxes, sets of random packs to chase cards you want for your deck. Popular franchises cost more because demand is high. Deck building fundamentals. A solid deck usually has a mix of cheap characters for early pressure, mid-cost characters, your meat cards, and a few expensive bombs, threats your opponent must answer. Events smooth out your turns, and climax cards are your finishers. Trial decks are already balanced, so building on one is way easier than starting from scratch. The community: join online forums, Discord servers, or local playgroups. Weiss Schwarz players are genuinely kind about teaching new folks, and online guides from the community are insanely detailed. You're never stuck, but honestly, most people play casually forever and have a blast. There's zero pressure to optimize. Themed anime-only decks can absolutely hold their own. Red flags and smart shopping tips before you spend money: know this, buy from reputable retailers, stick to Amazon, TCG Player, official Bushroad stores, or established local game shops. Weiss Schwarz cards are frequently counterfeited in bulk, especially on eBay or sketchy overseas sites. If the price seems asterisk too good asterisk, it's probably fake. Real trial decks have specific packaging quality you can learn to spot. Popular franchises get reprinted, so if you miss one, it'll likely come back in stock eventually. English versus Japanese: there are English and Japanese versions of Weiss Schwarz. Stick with English if you're learning the game. English cards have easier to parse text. Japanese cards are cheaper but require knowing the game asterisk and reading Japanese ability text. Don't torture yourself. Weiss Schwarz cards are glossy and beautiful. Protect them. It's part of card culture. The digital release is coming. If you want to test decks or play online before buying, keep an eye on the Weiss Schwarz digital game launching fall 2026 on Switch and PC. It might be a fun way to figure out which franchise you actually vibe with. Final verdict: Weiss Schwarz is the best anime TCG you aren't playing yet. It's accessible, gorgeous, mechanically sound, and genuinely celebrates the franchises you love instead of making you memorize fake worlds. If you've ever wanted to battle with your favorite characters, this is it. Stop thinking, start playing. Frequently asked questions. How much do I need to spend to play Weishwars competitively? But honestly, competitive is asterisk optional asterisk not required. Most players stick with trial decks or casual upgrades forever. Can I mix characters from different anime in one deck? Yes, that's one of Weishwars' coolest features. You can build a deck with characters from any franchises you want. Some people do themed mixed decks, all Waifus, all Isekai, all video games, and some go full anime loyalist with one franchise. Both work. Are English or Japanese versions better? English versions are better for learning because the card text is clearer. Japanese versions are cheaper but require reading Japanese ability text, which is brutal if you're new. Stick with English until you know the game inside and out. How often do new sets come out? Bushiroad releases new trial decks and booster sets monthly. There's always fresh anime franchises being added, the rotation is constant. Older sets go out of print, but popular ones get reprinted. Is Weishwars actually easy to learn? Yes. Genuinely, the game flow is turn, draw, play, attack, end. Once you finish one game, 95% of future games follow the same pattern. Rule nuances exist but barely matter until you're playing competitively. It's way more approachable than Magic or Yu-Gi-Oh! Can I play Weishwars online right now? Not officially yet, but the digital release comes fall 2026 on Nintendo Switch and PC. Until then, there are fan simulators like Weishwars Simulator on itch.io, but they're community-made. The official game will have online multiplayer and global rankings. What if I don't know anything about an anime but like the cards? You can absolutely play without knowing the franchise. The game is pure mechanics, character names and abilities are just flavor. That said, knowing the anime makes it asterisk way more fun. If you pick a deck, take 10 minutes to watch an episode, you might fall in love.